architect evangelist with Microsoft. Today I'm here with John Fischer and Andy Grimes from Marsh Networks. Hello, John. Hi, Andy.
How you doing today?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Can you tell me a little bit more about what does Marsh Networks do?
Well, Marsh Networks is a global leader in IP-based video solutions and video analytics. We also have business optimization software for focused on retailers that will help them understand how their business is operating and how they can improve it.
Great. So I guess today we'll talk a little bit more about your business analytics product. What type of customers do typically, you mentioned about retailers, but what type of customers do typically use the business analytics solution?
Our customer base is fairly diverse. We actually have retailers that have as little as 20 store locations, all the way up to 2,500 store locations. We have pharmacies, we have general merchandise retailers, we have grocery retailers, and we also have some fairly large convenience store customers.
Great. Let's talk about the technology that you have leveraged with your business analytics product. Andy, can you tell me a little bit more about what type of technologies that you have leveraged with business analytics product?
Sure. We are a web-based portal technology. We leverage SQL Server 2005 primarily,
okay.
looking down the road to SQL Server 2008, built primarily off of the .NET framework. So we leverage reporting services from a SQL Server perspective, so for serving up reports, distributing reports, those kinds of things all go through SQL Server. So from a Microsoft technology perspective, we are primarily focused on SQL Server with reporting services and the .NET framework through the web-based technologies.
That's great to hear. I also understand that you also provide some type of Excel integration with your product?
We do. Knowing that a large customer base of ours obviously use Excel and Office primarily, we have many scenarios throughout our product that allow the end user the flexibility of using the data that is served up through the application into Excel. So whether or not they want to pivot the data any differently or extract it or even schedule the reports to receive in Excel or some other format that reporting services leverage, they have the ability to do so.
Great. John, can you tell me a little bit more about how you have seen your customers use this solution? You mentioned retailers, pharmacies, general merchandisers, etc. Can you elaborate a little bit more about how the technologies are leveraged?
Absolutely. We actually have a fairly well-rounded operational intelligence tool that the retailers are right now mostly using to identify shrinkage within their own retail stores. As it comes out, I think retailers estimate about 50 to 60% of shrinkage within a retail store is employee focused. So we'll bring in data from their various POS systems and down to the keystroke level, we're analyzing what's happening on that POS system while an employee is ringing up the transaction. And we can actually kind of figure out if the employees are stealing from the retailer or not.
Great, great. Back to you, Andy. What are some of the architectural challenges that you had for building a solution like this?
Well, as John pointed out, our retailer customer base is fairly diverse and quite disparate. We've got some customers that are very small in stature in the sense that it's maybe a 15 to 20 store chain, upwards of 2,500 locations. So some of the challenges we've had is obviously around scalability, making sure that our product works both for a five store chain as well as it does for a 2,500 store chain. So some of the challenges we've had primarily are focused around 32-bit and 64-bit architectures.
So for some of your smaller customers, you recommend SQL 2005 32-bit, but for customers, your larger retailers looking for high scalability, you recommend SQL 2005 64-bit, correct?
Absolutely. So we are deploying the product in both environments right now.
32-bit. Are there any application-level consideration you had to take care of when you had to build an application both for 32-bit as well as 64-bit?
Luckily, not so much. So when we consider re-architecting our product that we have today, we took into consideration and account the flexibility around both small and larger chain customers. So from an application perspective, we've built a product that is the foundation is SQL Server, but also in a way that we can scale very easily. So one of the things that we pride ourselves on at March Networks, and particularly with the business intelligence product, is the fact that we can take in so many different data feeds so quickly and scale very easily.
Great. So you mentioned taking a lot of data feeds from multiple systems. So do you leverage any specific product for integrating these multiple applications? Do you have connectors, for example, built into some other systems that retailers may be using?
We leverage many different point-of-sale types. We don't necessarily have a standard-based connector that we're leveraging today, but we do have our own data transformation that is built off the .NET framework.
Okay.
And as we build those are built onto, into a library so that we can extend those to our end users and our customers.
Okay, great. Talking a little bit more about the retailers, you mentioned small and large customers. Do you see predominantly a customer base, some of your large customer base using 64-bit, or are they still on 32-bit? Have you had any challenges convincing them one way or the other?
I think some of the challenges we've obviously had is, when typically we get an end user to commit to moving to 64-bit, is generally around just the testing scenarios, making sure that they have a separate environment to make sure everything moves fluently through the process. We've had several end users go from 2000 to 2005, so it's been a very easy progression to move them into 64-bit. However, some of the existing 32-bit customers that are seeing performance, even in these larger environments, that's pretty good. They just haven't had the necessarily had the feedback yet that they need to move to 64-bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also seen end users that are very heavy end users. So we have a couple different scenarios where the product is used. Obviously, the way we offer up the information, anyone from an end user at the store level can use the product, or it can be used up at the operational level at the enterprise. Depending on how the company plans to use the product is dependent on possibly if they move from 32 to 64-bit. The number of obviously end users we have, the further use of SQL Server is needed. So it tends really to vary not only in the size, but the general use of how the end user wants to use the product.
Okay. Talking about your specific application here, you have a web portal, correct? And behind the web portal, you have SQL Server 2005, which powers your relational engine as well as the business intelligence that's needed for powering your web portal. What specific technologies within SQL 2005 have you leveraged? For example, I know you leverage analysis services, integration with Excel you mentioned. Can you talk a little bit more about the BI engine within SQL Server that you leveraged?
Within SQL Server 2005, we have actually reviewed the algorithms from an from a data analysis perspective. We are not a heavy algorithm user yet.
Mm-hmm.
However, we plan to be. There's a lot of different things within what's now built into SQL Server 2005 from an algorithm perspective that we would like to leverage. Also moving into SQL Server 2008, that's only enhanced some of those abilities. Analytical services is something that we have somewhat tapered off from using at this point in time. It doesn't mean it's not on the roadmap for 2008. We do have a relational OLAP model that we are leveraging right now to improve some of the abilities we have at the smaller and larger store and chain so that we can make sure from a data flow perspective and data transformation perspective that we fit in these smaller blackout periods. Again, that said, we are looking at leveraging analytical services in 2008, more importantly.
Great. Andy, I heard a mention of SQL Server 2008, .NET 3.5, etc. So obviously I understand that they're in your roadmap for the future. Can you tell a little bit more about how are you planning to leverage these technologies within your platform?
Absolutely. Both of them are very important players. Knowing that our application is very database driven, SQL Server 2008 is very important to us, not only from a performance perspective, but leveraging any of the new features that are offered in it. So
all the new BI functionality that we are building into SQL 2008, you see an immediate need for that.
Absolutely. Those things are things that if they weren't already in the product, we would have to build ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Being primarily in the retail market for the business intelligence application at this time, there's algorithms for shopping basket analysis or market basket analysis. Those are very important algorithms that we can leverage right out of the box. From a .NET 3.5 perspective, knowing that we're on .NET 2.0 right now, some of the key features between those two versions are things like workflow foundation,
Windows Communication Foundation
server, thank you. And those are very important things within the application that help drive the end user to functionality that they may not be inherently realizing they need to do. So workflow is very important in our product. It's something that we consider very heavily, John and I, and it's something that we plan to integrate quite heavily here in the near future.
And I also hear mentioned earlier about planning to use Silverlight. I'm wondering, how are you planning to leverage Silverlight, which is sort of the rich application, specifically for a line of business application here?
Good question. Obviously, as John pointed out earlier, we are very heavy, we're a video surveillance company that has business intelligence applications with it. So within our industry, we've got two very nice coupled pieces of a product that bring together a solution that is unique within our organization. With that is the fact that we want to now serve up more rich content to the web. Silverlight does that for us, especially as it's continued to grow and mature as a product. Giving us the flexibility out of the box, for instance, if we're able to leverage this through media services and Silverlight, is like bandwidth restriction. Things that we've coded into architectures for a long time that we are now evaluating for future development and improvement may be things that we can leverage right out of the box down the road.
Great. Thanks, John. Thanks, Andy. It was good talking to you, and thanks for sharing your information about March Networks and the technologies that you've leveraged. Thank you.
Thanks for your time.